Rama Sri Sam. só a pessoa ficar doida. Jogar um gabão de terra bem.
He has been described as Sampradaya Rakshak, and he, Dasananda Prabhuji, has given some example, like one pond. If that pond is not protected, then the bad waters can contaminate the water of the pond. So Jiva Goswami, he has played a role that saves the water, not so that it doesn't get contaminated with the bag lotus. In this way, he is Sasandarbha. He wrote this so many granthas, like Sasandarbha's Gopal Chand book, Madhav Mahasav,
yes,
etc., etc. But out of this, Tattasandha Sasandarbha, which consists of six volumes of books, it's like Tattasandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha,
Paramatma
Sandarbha. These six Sandarbhas. Sandarbha means, Sandarbha actually means a box, a hard box, where some jewels, precious things are kept. So he has kept these precious things. And you must also be knowing that when Jiva Goswami has got, he had three students, Srimacharya, Narottam Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu. Yes, these three students, when they finished their lessons, then he, with some books, he sent these granthas to Bengal. Well, Shyamananda Prabhu, on the way, Bir Hamdir, there was one king called Bir Hamdir. And Bir Hamdir has got one astrologer. And that astrologer said that one cart full of jewels is coming on your country, coming on through your country. So if you get that cart, then just try to hide that cart. So that cart actually contained those books. And the pandit was not wrong at all. And what I was trying to say, those books are actually jewels. And Bir Hamdir, finally, he got the lotus feet of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. Srimacharya. So anyway, these Sasandarbhas are these granthas which saves these sampradayas from all these bad doctrines. So here, Vasanta Prabhu, he quoted one story. He said that while writing Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami was writing Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, and Vallabhacharya, he came to see Srila Rupa Goswami and saw him writing Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, and he found one sloka: Bhukti Mukti Pishaji Javat Ridhi Bhartvate Bhavat Bhukti Shubham Shyat Kapam Mokbu Dayo Bhavet. So he said, and when he found this sloka, he felt sorry, because he said that from a wise man like Rupa Goswami, he didn't expect such things. He called Pishachi. I don't know what should be that proper word for the Pishachi in English.
Sea ghost.
Well, witch. That's a nice word. Witch. So witch. He compared bhukti and mukti with a witch. He thought that like that. And so he thought that Rupa Goswami shouldn't have like written or shouldn't have compared these witches with bhakti or mukti. Because anyway, there are so many people who longs for mukti, and mukti is also his own servant of bhakti. So he has got some post that has to be respected. And again, there is one name of Vishnu called Mukti Pada. So mukti, if he is named like witch, then his name is also, what should I say, Savior. So he said to Goswami, please, if you can change this sloka, or if you can give me that book so that I can do some changes,
corrections.
Jiva Goswami was nearby, Rupa Goswami, and he heard all these things. And when Vallabhacharya left Rupa Goswami, then he followed him. And on the way, Jiva Goswami told Vallabhacharya, what's the wrong that he found in that book? Then he said, well, that the bhakti and mukti has, he has completed bhakti and mukti with witches. Then he said, you have understood wrong, because it's not the bhakti mukti he has compared. He said that it's the wish for bhakti and mukti. And again, Dasananda Prabhu said that in Durgam Sangamini, described like that when someone is caught, gets caught with witches, then he starts taking food for 15 persons. But even then, he doesn't get healthy. Why? Then he says, kind that actually the food he's taking it doesn't help him at all. Rather she gets nourished from the food. So he said that in this way, when someone listens the Sravan Kirtan, the Smavira Bhakti, nine kinds of devotion, however he does, however he hears, however he speaks Kirtan, however he remembers, that it doesn't help him at all, and it doesn't help him to advance in the devotion. Rather, the spriha, that means the wish for this mukti, it is enhanced. So, mukti is compared to witches, not mukti, the wish for this mukti, liberation, is compared with the witches. So, and he quoted so many examples from the, so many quotations from the Shastras, and he understood, Vallabhacharya understood that he is wrong, completely wrong. And then he came back to Sri Rupa Goswami and said this and that. And he understood Jiva Goswami, he has been rebuked by Sri Rupa Goswami that he should maintain Trinatu Vishnu Nichana. So you go back to, you go far, far away from me and learn this Trinatu Vishnu Nichana, and then you come back to me. Anyway, you are starving, you are not taking any food, and then Sanatana Goswami found him starving, he got lean and thin, and he came to Sanatana Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and he saw that what is your idea about jeev, what should be done to a jeev, and he said that a jeev should be kind, everybody should be kind to Jeev, a Jeev. And then he said, then why you are so rude about Jeev? Then he accepted Jiva Goswami and he showed his mercy. And like this, so there are so many stories. I haven't got any time. Maharaj wants to say, we are all waiting for Maharaj to speak on Sri Jiva Goswami. And he's again, he's back after so many days. And we are all eager to listen something from his mouth. Hare Krishna.
अब एक तो बोलना मना है, अभी विशेष करके हिंदी और अंग्रेजी दोनों बोलना तो और भी मुश्किल। इसके हिंदी में दो शब्द के उतारता जी गोस्वामी का सौभाग्य देखो, जो जहाँ पर रूप और सनातन रहते थे वासा के राज्य में राम के लिए, वहीं पर उनका जन्म हुआ और जन्म से ही रूप गोस्वामी के गोदी में थे और सनातन गोस्वामी जी के गोदी में चढ़ करके पालित पोषित हुए। तो वो कैसे आती होंगे समझो, ये रूप गोस्वामी की कृपा पाया जी गोस्वामी का, और उन दोनों की कृपा से आकृष्ट होकर चैतन्य महाप्रभु राम के लिए ग्राम में उनके लिए केवल आए, रूप गोस्वामी के लिए और सनातन गोस्वामी के, और इन्होंने बच्चे को उनके चरणों में झुका दिया और ये उनके चरणों की धूली में लुट गए। कितना सौभाग्य महाप्रभु का भी कृपा। और जब रूप सनातन घर छोड़ दिया तो जीव गोस्वामी वहां पर व्याकरण इत्यादि पढ़ करके उसी 12-14 वर्ष की उम्र में पूरे पंडित को नवद्वीप में चले आए। नित्यानंद प्रभु जी ने अपने चरण कमल उनके सिर पर रख दिए और कृपा की, जाओ तुम्हारे वंश के लिए वृंदावन, तुम्हारे दोनों चाचा और ताऊ जी और तुम्हारे पिताजी भी वही हैं, वृंदावन में हैं, तुम वृंदावन में जाओ। उस समय उनके पिताजी जीवित थे। तो जब वो घर के लिए चले तो रूप गोस्वामी और सनत रूप गोस्वामी चले महाप्रभु के लिए मिलने के लिए पूरी में, तो बीच में उनके पिताजी का देहांत। इस तरह से उन्होंने नित्यानंद प्रभु की कृपा पाई और उन्होंने स्थान दिया। और फिर बचपन में जब वो थे अपने गांव पर पूर्वी बंगाल में, तो वहां पर बच्चों के साथ में कृष्ण की लीलाओं की खेल करते थे। When he was a boy of 5, 6, 7, 8, he used to play the Krishna pastimes with boys like Nityananda Prabhu. In the boyhood, he was in the laps of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. They nourished this boy. After this, he came to Navadvip. Then Nityananda Prabhu, unconditional mercy, he kept his lotus feet on the head of Jiva Goswami and gave his all bhakti and everything and told that now you should go to Vrindavan where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had kept place for your whole dynasty. He arranged also, he was willing to go to Puri, but Chaitanya, but Nityananda Prabhu is sending him. In the way, the very big pandit of Satan, Vishakul of Sar Bhamattacharya, Vidya, Madhusudan, Vidya, Vaspati, there were two Madhusudan at that time in Kashi. Madhusudan Saraswati, Mayavadi, Advaitvadi, at that time was the biggest Mayavadi in the whole world. Sarvam Bhattacharya. And his disciple was Madhusudan Vidyavachaspati. But at that time, Akashankar, that was a very great, renowned Mayavadi, Advaitvadi, was Madhusudan सरस्वती, जे गोस्वामी लर्न ऑल वेदांत, सब वेदांतों को श्रवण किया जो उन्होंने सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य जी के पास में रख करके श्रवण किया था। इसके बाद में और भी जब वो वैष्णव हो गए और वैष्णव होकर के जो उन्होंने चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी से सीखा वो सारी चीजें उनको सुनाया। इट ऑल ऑफ दिस थिंग्स वुड लर्न फ्रॉम सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य before he was Vaishnava and after he became Vaishnava. What he learned from Raya Ramananda, because both were friends, Sadhana Bhattacharya and Raya Ramananda. I think that after the mercy of attending the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sadhana became so high class of Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. It seems by his poems he has made for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke liye jo unhone ashtak aur ye sab jo rachna kiye usse malum hota hai ki wo navarasa bhushan bhav balitam balitam किस तरह से वो रसपूर्ण उन्होंने लिखा, इसलिए वो रसिक भी हो गए थे। ये सारी चीजों को विद्यावाचस्पति को उन्होंने पढ़ाया था, वो सारी चीजों को उन्होंने पढ़ाया किसको, 16 वर्षीय किशोर जी गोस्वामी को और मधुसूदन सरस्वती को, अद्वैतवादी को उन्होंने परास्त किया विचारों में और तब उनके मुख से निकला थी मैंने उनका सेवक बन गया। I was roaming in the Marubhumi deserts. But Krishna came with his cloak in three-folded way, so beautiful face and sweet Madhuri Venu. He took my heart and I became the dasi of that. What? Dasi of? लंपट लंपट आई कैन नॉट अटर लाइक यू। सो जीव गोस्वामी एंड ही केम आफ्टर दैट ही केम टू वृंदावन, वृंदावन में आए और वृंदावन में आकर के गोपाल भट्ट जी रूप गोस्वामी सनातन जी गोस्वामी के यहाँ समस्त ग्रंथों को पढ़ा, रस का विचार सुना। विशेष करके भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु के रचना में ये उनके साथ में थे, इसलिए जहां जहां शंका होती ये पूछते। When he was writing रूप गोस्वामी भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु, he was there, he was reading at that time and he was making reading to जीव गोस्वामी and thus he became learned person in whole world in after Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. At that time, in three Rajmandal Chhatmane Goswami. इसलिए आज जी गोस्वामी के चरणों में हम लोग पुष्पांजलि दे रहे हैं हमारे ऊपर में। We are getting पुष्पांजलि, what lotus flower, in his lotus feet, that we have nothing without this, we only have this lotus flower. So we are giving the lotus feet, this is the worship of the lotus. Gaur Pranam.